It's 2 minutes into the 10 o'clock hour and you're still listening to 95.1 Nigeria Info. Yes, my name is Joy Aberebe and Noah Elafizi is still in the studio. We're doing this together at this point in time. And yes, we are. And this morning, we have a special interview today, courtesy of Nigeria Info and Nigeria Health Watch. We're having a special report that focuses on solutions in health. That's right. So we went out and sought for what people are doing to tackle the challenging health problems in the country. And lo and behold, we came across an Uber for doctors. That's the summary of which I will put it. And so I have in the studio with me the COO of Gerocare. And we'll be talking about what Gerocare is and how it is helping to meet or fill in a gap in the health industry. Mm-hmm. All right, so good morning. I have Dr. Ajibola. I'm going to ask him to introduce, pronounce his son name for me. I stumble over it a lot. Good morning, Dr. Ajibola.
Good morning, Joy. Thank you very much. My name is Dr. Ajibola Miraibu. I'm the COO and the co-founder of Gerocare.
All right. So, like I did say, we're talking about solutions and care in healthcare. So, in a short while, just explain what is Gerocare and how did the whole idea come about?
Okay. So, Gerocare, it's a healthcare solution which is backed by technology to help the dwindling health situations in Nigeria. And we started with the elderly from geriatric care. Gerocare. So Gerocare is, our pioneer product was the elderly care that caters for the elderly. We provide regular doctor home visits for the eldery in the comfort of their home.
I do remember this language you used, an Uber of doctors. I think for me it's quite an easy definition. So use that and help us understand how it works.
Yeah, so what we did was we created an application that matches doctors to elderly ones living close to them. So just like Uber matches cabs close to the people that need it, we were able to use an application, a health tech application, to aggregate doctors nationwide that go to the homes of the elderly to visit them on a regular basis while you receive regular updates on the application real time. So, for instance, the doctor checks in, you will get a check-in notification. The doctor checks out, you get a check-in notification. The report of the visit and the care of your elderly is transcribed directly into the application and you receive that even as a record that you can follow up on the health of your elderly.
So how did this idea or initiative, how did it come about?
Yeah, so some years ago, my co-founder and our CEO, his dad had two strokes in a short period. And he's a medical doctor. And this is something that would have ordinarily said, why would that happen to someone that they tell? But because of the nature of our society, where the children have to go far and wide to make money for the family and for their own immediate families. And you know, the elderly would not ordinarily tell you, the child, that they are sick. So this made us think deep, and we came up with the application where we could get people around to take care of the elderly ones. So we have this thing we call the Diaspora 1 and Diaspora 2. Diaspora 1 are those living within Nigeria but not living with their parents, while Diaspora 2 are those living abroad. All these people would love to know how the health care of their parents are. The state hasn't been able to do much for the elderly, but this helps to monitor the elderly, and then the people in diaspora, whether diaspora 1 or diaspora 2, can monitor and even pay for the care of their elderly from wherever they are.
Okay, now I have actually gone to the app and I noticed that you can sign in a sponsor, that is a child or an offering of the elderly, can register with Gerocare a month or monthly visits or quarterly visits, and so he's matched with a doctor nearby and the doctor goes and tests can be done and all of those things can be done.
Okay, so it would be good to explain that. So the platform is robust and has a network of everything medical you need. So it's like a one-stop shop for healthcare, in the sense that when the elderly needs tests, at home. The app picks it up and arranges who goes to the home to pick the samples. So if they need physiotherapy, we network that. If you need a consultant, we network that. Everything can be done from the comfort of the home. Like we say, primary health care, when you go to a primary health care center, one of the main people you see is the medical doctor.
True.
All the other things are you have access to it by virtue of coming to the hospital to see the medical doctor. So we've been able to create every living room to be like a primary healthcare center by bringing a doctor to you. So this helps to, if there's any prescription or anything needed to be done, that is done. The app just carries it and matches them to those who come to the home to do it. Only things like x-ray and all that. And we also arrange a chaperone, either assisted with a doctor or not, to take them for those tests and bring them back home.
How acceptable or how inviting was this when you first started? I know that insecurity and all, I have my aged mother somewhere in the village and a doctor I don't really know is going to visit her. I believe this may have been some of your challenges. Explain how that occurred.
Yeah, so those were challenges at the beginning. I think it was not easy to, it's not easy accepting new things in Nigeria, as we know. And when stuff like this come up, people are wondering, will they be able to do what they say and all that. So over time, we've been able to prove our professionalism, and we've been able to get testimonials from people who have enjoyed this both in Diaspora 1 and Diaspora 2, those living abroad and those living far away from their parents, have been able to validate what we do. And there is a lot of quality assurance that is involved in what we do. And then we make sure these things help us to make sure things don't go wrong. So security-wise, we have doctors in the cities that visit the elderly in their homes, all every city in Nigeria. And then even some villages where we already have doctors. But where we don't have doctors, we make arrangement for doctors to go to those areas for just a little extra cost.
Yeah, because a lot of our elderly are in the villages.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering how, you know, how you're able to work that out.
Okay.
Yeah, Elfizi, I'm sure you have an elderly one somewhere in your remote village.
I was just thinking about it because it's a solution-based app, and I think it's coming at the right time if you ask me. But I'm just wondering when it comes to moving to some of this rural area, as it were. I mean, like you pointed out, as a country, we have not really encouraged old people's home. I know we have one in Abuja, as it were. So, I mean, some of this gap, how do you close the gap? Are you working with maybe the state government at the time, maybe like FCDA at the time, to see, okay, this is what the solution we are providing. How do we bridge this gap? I know there are some villages where you can't even drive to because there is no there is no road, no motorable road to some of those places. So how do you hope to bridge this gap? Because this is technology driven. Unfortunately, 100% of the service is not technology driven because some people need to still get to where that old man is, where that old mama is. So how do you hope to bridge this gap?
So I would say a short story that led to, if you remember, I said our flagship product is the elderly care product that goes to the homes to visit. Now, some years ago, the vice president, Professor Yemi Osinbajo, came to our office, and he also, after listening to everything we had to say, mandated us to look at what we could do for the rural areas and those. So we went back to think. And then sometime around the COVID period, we came up with another product known as Medra. Medra is Medicare for rural areas.
Okay.
That's where the name comes from. And so we came up with a teleconsultation health box that connects to our doctors in the cities. And what it does is, just by being in front of the teleconsultation health box, you are being attended to by a medical doctor, either by video or by voice. So we came up with this to complement the outreach that program we've been doing. Right now in Lagos State, we are going to all local governments to visit the elderly ones in an outreach model. That is constantly going on. If you go to our site and online, you see a lot of it going on. We've covered 10 local governments already. We have about 10 more. And this is just one of the products, like the outreach model that we use to go to the rural areas. But as I said, there are rural areas where even getting the doctors there, it's a problem. So we have designed this teleconsultation health box, and we have them in like 2 communities now. And we are also trying to deploy it to farming communities where aggregators can buy in and provide healthcare for their staff. So these are the things we are doing to try to mitigate the rural area care. And as I said, during the COVID, we had to tweak our model a little, and we came up with the telemedicine where you can actually just use phone or video call to talk to a doctor. We also came up with the on-demand service, which is for other demographics, not elderly. So for the on-demand, you or me might not want to go to the hospital, and then you could just request for a doctor to come to your home. So these are the things that we have done as trying to mitigate some of those issues. And as I said, there is a special patented Medra box, which is one of our products that caters for the rural areas by teleconsultation.
Okay, now I do remember asking you. I do know that you said the whole Jerry care is about 4 years old.
Yes.
And the rural outreach is what you have the model for the rural communities. But the Medra is only fully operational in one state, right?
Yes.
The Delta State.
Delta State.
And I'd asked, and you talked about, you know, there's still a bit of funding and partnership that is hoping. Now, you've talked about what you're doing in Lagos State. You know, so how can... What are some of the challenges in making this spread? Because so far it appears it's strong in just a few parts of the country.
Okay. Yeah, so like I said, the flagship product, we have patients in every state. Being that we've identified that in all cities we have doctors, so we could categorically say we'll handle your health needs in the cities.
The cities.
But when it comes to the rural area, it costs a little more and all that to target, which is why we came up with solutions that is either almost cheap or not even. In fact, it can be adopted by sponsors and put in those areas where people can now have access to it.
Mm.
So like the ones we have in the communities, NGOs, a solar providing company called us in that they would like to add value, because when one of their engineers was sick when they were installing there, there was no healthcare center. The closest was in Sapele, and they had to cross water for like 3 hours.
Mm.
So if it's an emergency, what do you do? So we now thought of, okay, we could add value by creating this. We started with thinking, okay, build like a small clinic and all that. But later we realized that we could actually do this solution with what we've been doing, which is the telemedicine. And since in almost every rural area in Nigeria, the GSM works. So even if you cannot do video internet calls, you could actually call and talk to a doctor. So we decided to do this. But as I said, acceptance and adoption is one of the problems with especially startups. And these are the things that awareness has to be created, which is one of the reasons I'm glad to be here.
And more funding.
Yeah, and then, of course, then you can now get the people who want to fund. Because if you've not heard about it, you
how
can't
you
even know how you help.
But then again, I mean, Joy, let's look at as it concerns Abuja.
Mm-hmm.
As it concerns Abuja, I know the Medra works well in Delta State. Mm-hmm. Some of your product also works well in Lagos State. What's Abuja benefiting from this?
Okay, so you remember the last time I was in Abuja that I came to this office, we were having an outreach for the elderly in one of the IDPs. So that's the GeroCare Foundation just does that whenever we put aside some funds from GeroCare And then we used that to fund different programs, like outreach programs. So we've done that about twice in Abuja here, in their IDPs. But aside that, Abuja residents have, they are in the city. And we have doctors spread all over Abuja. All our clients in Abuja have good words about their doctors who visit them. And then they are fully benefiting from the fact that a doctor might just be living next door that is taking care of you.
Okay. All right. So going back to the flagship, because obviously the flagship program is indirectly helping to power these other ones. How affordable is it? I have two elderly people and I'm not always there. Well, everybody has grown up and left the house. I need someone to come check on them. What's the minimum I need to pay for a month?
Okay, yeah. So the minimum subscription, because as I mentioned, is subscription-based because it's preventive. You are not coming to handle an emergency. Instead, you are coming to mitigate those emergencies that might come up. So we have a quarterly subscription of 30,000, and that entitles them to three doctor's home visits with the reports and then every kind of examinations necessary. Then we have a yearly, which is 100,000, and they are covered for the whole year. Doctor is at their beck and call. They can always call them at any time, but they receive the visit once a month to update, unless if the visit is required. When the visit is required, it's just activated on the app, and then the doctor goes to visit again.
Okay, so I as a child can see what the doctor is doing and all of that.
Exactly, you know, in real time.
In real time. Yeah. I see. Interesting. All right, we have just about 6 minutes to go. And, I had done a bit of feedback mechanism, and I was able to meet an elderly, and she talked about not having any underlying illness, but I think the family as usual was just concerned about her husband was late and all of that, and she did say she wished they had known about this. Perhaps her spouse would have lasted longer because they had to rush the emergency to one of the national hospitals and the likes of that. All right, so I'm not sure if we can get any more thoughts right here. We'll have a few minutes to go. But my last question, Dr. Ajubola, where is GeroCare going from here? Nigeria has a high health gap. Of course, I'm not saying you are to carry that burden. That's why we have government. But what do you foresee?
Okay, so like I said, GeroCare is actually pioneering medical inclusion. Just like financial inclusion, the banks have making sure you have access to funds everywhere you are. So GeroCare, with all our products, is the target is medical inclusion, to make sure everybody has access to healthcare, no matter how little it is. So being and we are not really a preventive, we don't think of prevention. We are always there waiting for something to go wrong, then we go for curative. I think we are now pioneering, let's take care of ourselves so that we don't see those unforeseen circumstances. So and like we always say when we are talking with our colleagues and staff, GeroCare is a company that wants to make sure you have a one-stop shop for everything elderly care and everything medical care.
All right. I know Joy was trying to say, I mean, we're not putting all the burdens of the healthcare gap on GeroCare, but I mean, if GeroCare has the capacity to do this, it has the capacity to spread wide the 36 states as it were. Because, I mean, we can take out the conversation about the medical gaps that we have. We know that our doctors are working day and night, but there are some level of gap, even from the part of government in taking care of some of the doctors' needs, and also the doctors having good infrastructures to do their work in. I mean, I've spoken to a lot of doctors who says, you know what, it's not that I just like to japa, it's let me get the right equipment to work with.
And most especially when it comes to elderly care, I don't know, is there any concrete laid out plan or, you know, policy when it comes to elderly health care, because the elderly care homes are not working, you know, very well. Let me just put it
I
like
mean,
that.
Joy, you want to start the conversation by asking how many do we have, as it were. I just told you that the one, I know that we have just one in Abuja, which is, of course, privately run, as it were. I mean, except if government is saying they have some space that we don't know. And of course, it would be good to know if we do have. But you also know that there is a lot of gap when it comes to the elderly health care in Nigeria. Serious gap. Sometimes, even the patient, to be able to tolerate some of these issues, they're not there.
Yeah,
and when you are with the HMOs, when you get to the age of 60, 65, you have to leave the HMO
of course.
Plan. So this helps to take care of those people that are no more covered by the HMO, because most times they just fall sick and then end up going to the hospital. But in this case, they are being checked on a regular, and we are in all 36 states of the Federation.
Okay, all right. Well, it's about 2 minutes to the top, not to the top, but the bottom of the hour. If you're just joining us, we've been talking with Dr. Ajubola. He's the COO of GeroCare, tech-based innovation to help to tackle the, you know, health gap when it comes to the elderly. And truth is that all of us will grow old at some point or the other, and it's good to be able to plan towards that area, because as you age, you tend to need more medical attention. That's very true, and I don't know, there isn't a very robust plan right here in the country. Dr. Ajubola, I want to thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
And thank you, Elfizi, for allowing me to take your space in the interim here. And we wish you the very best. We do hope that the next time we see you, we'll be able to hear, you know, of more works and how you are, you know, gaining more ground in meeting our very daring health needs. Thank you, Dr. Ajubola, once
again. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for having me.
All right, you can be part of the conversation. Our WhatsApp portal is still open for you. It's 0329301370. You can also put a call through to that. We'll go on a quick break in the next 60 seconds, and when we come back, Andrew will also put some concluding thoughts around this.